As the Virginia Theological Seminary in Alexandria reaches its milestone 200th anniversary, Dean Ian Markham says there's a growing awareness on campus that the story of the Episcopal Seminary is a mix of grace and sin.
And part of that sin is the history of racism, which includes the use of enslaved persons on this campus and our participation in segregation and Jim Crow. The purpose of the reparations fund is literally to repair some of that damage.
And so the seminary has created a $2 million reparations fund that can be used to help descendants of slaves with medical bills or educational scholarships. Delegate Sia Price of Hampton Roads says lawmakers in Richmond should also be thinking about reparations, even if money isn't involved.
Whether it's in the code, whether it's within systems, whether it's in funding models for education, whether it is obstacles to the ballot box, there are reparations that we can do through policy changes that we need to do immediately.
So far, the seminary has not yet been in contact with any descendants of slaves. But the announcement of the reparations fund is likely to prompt a renewed interest in tracking down a lineage that's been hidden for hundreds of years. Reporting from Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.